This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring trial consultant and body language expert Susan Constantine.
Let's go to our next piece here. This is Jen Seto talking about the drop-off and the distractions that they had.
We filed a missing report. We called the police at like 4:45 yesterday, 4:45 p.m. But she actually went missing early that morning, around between 8:45 and 9 o'clock in the morning, she went missing. We had dropped her off close to the school. She wanted to walk the rest of the way. We dropped her off at school, close to school. She wanted to walk the rest of the way. I'm not sure what I'm allowed to share.
That was a weird one with the distractions in the background. Not sure what she's allowed to share. I'm going right to you, Susan.
There was so much here. I mean, if you want to just, and there's like 100 clues right in that clip. So to pick out them is, you know, there's too many. But anyway, she's looking up, right? She's kind of searching for the answers. It's kind of that frozen expression. You can see it right there. Mm-hmm. When she's talking about, we took her to school, we dropped her off. They're almost in segment sound bites. There's no personalization in it. She also doesn't mention her daughter's name. Says we dropped her off at school. She didn't say we dropped Madeline off, or we didn't, or we watched her cross the street, or we saw Madeline cross the street. My daughter. She doesn't use the name her daughter. So anytime somebody doesn't put in their title or who they are first name, there's depersonalization. Mm-hmm. That's a huge one. Okay. The other thing is that she gets lost in her thoughts. So when she's already memorized what she was going to say, you see her then got lost. She got really lost in there, right? So she kind of got a deer in headlights look, and that's when she's saying, you know, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to, what you want me to say or what I'm allowed to say. It was really interesting because she's actually seeking for approval by someone, but we don't really know who that is because she hasn't, at that point, I don't believe, contacted an attorney. Mm-hmm. There was backing up because there was so much more in there, and I'm trying to recall the clues that were before that, because there was so much in that video. But the deer in the headlights, the fear responses, the frozen eye trying to find and search for the answers. And then her smile that comes out. See, remember the duration I'm talking about?
Yeah.
See how quickly she shut it off?
Yes.
Shut it off very quickly.
Yeah.
And she picked it up very quickly. And then she lost her train of thought, right? Because remember what they do, liars, what they do is they try to remember everything chronologically from beginning to end.
Mm-hmm.
When it's disrupted, and then you're going to go in the middle of it and ask them to go backwards and repeat it, they forget. See what she did? So that's what we call part of a cognitive interview. We like to segment certain areas out and then kind of go back and have them rehearse it, sometimes backwards or right from that segment forward, but you can see where she actually got lost in her thought there.
When she's that distraction, I don't know what that was. It was interesting, the timing when I listen back to this now of where it popped up, because it would almost seem like something was or someone was back there. Maybe you shouldn't be saying it this way, or kind of trying to control the narrative. Is that kind of what you were feeling?
You know, and that is really interesting, the timing of that. And I didn't think about that. Great pickup there, Tony, because if it were, you know, I mean, we do not believe that her boyfriend is who killed her, right? So he could be the one. She's fearful of him. She's, you know, why do people lie? They're in fear for themselves or in fear of being hurt by somebody else. So there's reasons why people lie. It could be that she was feeling intimidated or he was wrestling around. Wouldn't have been the first time, because you remember the first video of Fox 35. What happens?
Yeah.
He walks into the room, he starts banging down the trash can, and then he kind of stalks her in the background, right? And kind of thinks he's out of the camera. So he's keeping a close eye on her. There's still so much we don't know yet, but so far that everything that we've watched and we've analyzed, they've all failed on every one of the tests.
Yeah.
In every one.
Yeah.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.